from outer space, not exactly a man, he was unisex, we became friends. I told him what you promised me, not just the salary, but also the benefits, the trip to the pyramids, the puppy post-vet visit, the pair of front row tickets to Cirque du Soleil. He asked me why you promised me these things, and I recounted the story of the Mings, which I need not repeat. You're aware of my defeat at the hands of the Ticonderoga King. A has strong telepathy, so A knew I spoke the truth. A was furious by injustice in flame. We climbed aboard Vavadai, that's the name of airship. It's an animal, both great and terrible, and multi-millennially dead and decayed. A rides inside the carcass of a whale, which in death as in life is capable of sailing out past the stars, from galaxy to galaxy, and in between realities, and forward and backward through time. So now here I stand, nearly a month before your treacherous plan leaves me in Singapore. And as you slept, I came in and injected a chip in your girth, a nano device of great worth. It's trackable all over the earth. It grabs onto a neural path, any axon will do. Then it passively waits for commands. When triggered, it activates, overriding the incoming messages. It sends its own images. The brain then relinquishes all aspects of conscious control. My space friend has a helmet that links to the tiny chip. Its wearer can receive your senses and transmit voluntary muscle control, but I'll leave you a choice. Just as long as it's the right one, anytime you pull a sly one, I'll step in and play puppeteer. I can make you attack policemen, I can make you stab your wife, I can make you do the funky chicken, I can make you take a sip of cyanide. So keep all of your promises. I'm so glad to have my space friend.